begin the current daf and sech this bum and sit down on a test. Begin the basic and test matter. Begin the gemara loishna of it idito lemechtin. Doesn't make a difference. Even if you make it idito. So it says we're doing it. So we're using the chazik about the gemara. But as the chov test matter, I mean, we say the idito kolis. The word does get it. So why wouldn't we accept it? So if you're somebody who says be say mech miru yaisa here to my orphans, we're more stringent. Next test of the words the gemara. Dima shchiba savta. Maybe the grandmother's going to pass away. So it says, we're going to say, I did not pay all again. This is going to get enough of Chesim and Olive. Maybe give him this. Yeah, some brings a get from overseas. When Nechazak and Achille, you left, the man, elderly or ill, nicely, you give it to her, but Cheskis, who kind of presuming that he's alive. Why are we here? We're suddenly concerned that this grandmother passed away. There's something that says, we can say, the Sabse Gil Gvuris. She already reached the age of 80, which is called the Gvuris Shmayim Shana. The Hasim over there, I mean, and we say, Ki Gil Gvuris, once a person gets old, then Cheshin, then we are concerned that they're going to die. But Achkosh, what's difficult is because there was some Achamin, shortly the Gemara tells us, therefore, Pal Giabina, La'achta, you're going to give the sister half. Trey Tilsa Habalah Lameisav. We should have given her two thirds, not half. But Phil Shchiva Savsa, because even if the grandmother passed away, Mistama Birata Le Shchiva, we can presume that the daughter didn't pass away, and this is part of the question, that's why Tai's asking over here. Could the likely member of the Baratanami Giligwurz, again, the daughter also reached Gwurz 80, and therefore we're presuming that. Maybe she's also going to die. No, Demkin, if that would be the case, then Sabse is Falga. That means the grandmother is even older than that. And actually, the Gemara tells her that when she's even older, then we're not concerned anymore that she's going to die because she already is like already so old. Like, okay, she's probably not going to die so fast. So, like, Lamechesh, Demashchiba. So then we're not concerned anymore that she's going to die. And then again, like the Gemara says, they keep the public, once you got so old, then we don't concern that you're going to die. So, how can we be concerned that the mother and daughter are both going to die? So it says, yes. The Gabi get davka, I mean, specifically by get that we say, Becheska Shukaim, they presume that the man's still alive. Because you don't want the woman to be forlorn and not be able to get remarried. And also when it comes to the eating of a carbon or truma, we presume that the woman is still alive. Over here, I'll drive it to the country. Like we said in the previous cases, they're more stringent by the assets of an orphan. That we're going to presume that. Maybe both of them died, the older woman and the daughter. I mean, because the Gemara said before, the Philip of it, like we said before, the Philip of it, that we don't let them go down. Avagav the Isla Kol, even though the word gets out, because we're Machmer by Yisim. Or in another particular says, Hacha should Nishbu, here that they were taken as captives. So although you're right, in general, we're not concerned that they're going to die. But you know, Tvei, Dima Meister, here we're more concerned that maybe they died, Lofish Aslam Yisrim, because they afflict, they're captives. Therefore, there's more of a concern that maybe they died. He thinks it's not the beginning of the Gemara, green Lapetrapas. We point for him, Lapetrapas. In terms of this, he says, but he's a minor. And you don't let a minor go down to the assets of a captive. As Tais explains, in the stomach, we presume a full day of a trap is that that's problematic even if it's a curative, but for the cup. Because the mashba, the evadil is shchiva sabse, because it sounds like, yeah, if their grandmother definitely didn't die, habiyahun kol nechsa la'achse, they would have given all the estate to the sister. But why? Nuki palgali nukal yam chavis. Shouldn't you give the other half to the child to a caretaker? No, it sounds like in all situations, you don't have a minor go down. The kibbutz cotton odd have a trap, because since the minor is in charge of the caretaker, Ula Yishmael cotton, maybe he's going to listen to the child, which is the concern with the child itself, not the plan, not the plant. So how do we even let the apotropis? So it says, the same thing you could say is the hodakamar, palga, makmin apotropis, the anuka. This that we say that for half we appoint for the child a caretaker. Loy lechol kol apedus is not to eat all the produce because in kadosh hayud nesheshav like the halacha of a relative to go down to the estate of a captive. Eller rather sheishma b'chapis is just that the caretaker should guard it kedin others like a sharecropper beches kesavsa in the possession of the grandmother and we spend sakot mizeh and then from that the child could have parnasa. And that is b'zeh toimlus asam la'achsa. That's better than giving it to the sister. She'toichel kol apeiros chinam. She's going to eat all the produce for free. Carve yield next to shavui, like a relative that goes down to the estate of a captain. But it's not like a regular caretaker that the child can dictate to the caretaker whatever he wants. Next, it says not to begin the gemara. She yosef lechasim azaken that he left without a beard. Which says really hard. Then something is in yosef lechasim azaken. If he went out with a beard, the einem aloymer shu achiv. It's not like he's believed to say that oh he's his brother. Because if that would be the case, then no one would be able to survive. Of Hashirim, the wealthy people, everyone's going to say, oh, I'm your brother. And look, I always had a beard, so you can't say that, oh, you don't recognize me. Boy, moreover, don't non peg your snake. The Gemara says in the Mishnah in Bob Basta called them down and out. Haimer is the Achim. Someone says, this is my brother. And an Emma, he's not believed. Ella, so what's Pshat over here that we're saying because he didn't have a beard? Hachet's different because Moriba Isik, this individual lawyer told Gori, he wasn't saying definitively that he's not my brother. Eli Adam, I just don't know who you are. Like, therefore, Mitzvah, because if he was left him with a beard, and then he wouldn't be believed, given Shane Makrish is not refuting him. Ella, Amal Adam, he just says, I don't know him. And the truth is that makes sense in this case because he didn't have a beard and now he does have a beard. Only this matter begins in Gemara Zil at Isis Hadi. You go bring witnesses that he's not your brother. The Talmud says we're going to say what? Adam Asher Olam. You think every wealthy mobster type of wealthy person starts to be Adam? He has to bring witnesses in the Talmud Achim that the one who's claiming is not his brother. Here it's different. He's saying that he has witnesses, but you're in Lahaga. They're just afraid to say. That Amalei Rav Chizkiya, Rav Chizkiya said to him, "She asked the Imohim that they should do with them. She idu that they should testify." Oh, Mar Beisig Amalei, but Mar Beisig responded. He says, "Okay, look. So if said at the end of the day, the Hashda Nami Yidu Sheka Mirasi, if they're so afraid, they can also then testify. V'yem Mishen Ach, they can say that it's not my brother. Or Yem Mishen Yoidim, or they're going to say they don't know. Bishen, you know that they know. Mishani that the Gemara answers no Tatal Abdi. They're not going to do two." Meaning, Chada, first of all, she used to come la'oid that to be quiet from testifying. And Chada, and additionally, she shakur that alive, yim in on yoidin, they can say we don't know, or shimmer in the they can say it's not his brother, that's not going to do. And therefore, that's what he says, you go ahead and bring them, because double they won't do.